RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Mick. I'm sorry about that. We are going to switch. We live in the country, and it's just gotten so bad. We're going to get on to Starlink. For internet, because I do want to find a job, but I want to work from home. You know, I'm just burnt out from people so bad. But anyway, I don't know how much you heard. You know, don't want to have a conversation with her because of her saying something back that's just going to still hit an open wound. And I just need to heal from that, you know.
Yeah, it's probably best. Maybe a simple reach out for the holidays, but like through a card, like just standard card, you know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Is she an older sister or younger sister?
She's 10 years younger than me.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many sisters are there?
Well, I had one. There were four of us, and one passed away from cancer about five years ago. But so there's, you know, three of us in Ripon, in town. My brother lives in the Milwaukee area. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I didn't focus on me, Mick, and it got really bad. It got probably to the worst point that it could ever be. And I now need to make decisions for me. And that goes along with my children, an adult daughter, my oldest daughter. You know, I've talked about her. She works for Lululemon, who has been a little shit lately. And, you know, when she comes home for Christmas, everything was always around her, you know, even at the expense of me. And I can't live that way anymore. It's got to be good for me. And I'm a pretty easygoing person, but I need to do things for me now, you know?
Yeah, I get that. My ex-wife, so she and I had been together since we were 15. So even after the divorce, we were still very good friends. Like, it was, you know, did she drive me crazy and did I drive her crazy occasionally? Of course. But first person to get a phone call when something was going down was we were an inseparable team, although we just were, we were no longer in the right place to be married. Anyway, long story short, she had two sisters, and the only question about who was getting along was basically, okay, it's going to be 2-1. Who's the team today? It was always a combat, all right? And her middle sister and she was a typical older sister who was very alpha, very strong-willed. The middle sister was exceptionally strong-willed as well, so they would just butt heads constantly. There were good times, too. So as you're describing this, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, I've lived this. Like, I can, you know, and I get it, and I would, you know, I was always the voice of reason. So we don't necessarily like each other, you're still family, but you don't have to give up who you are. You're not asking for advice, but in my head I go, you send her a holiday card saying, you know, still trying to fix my stuff, but I just still wanted, you know, you are still my part of my family, and I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. That way it leaves a door cracked. You didn't walk through it. Mm-hmm. You didn't give up any of yourself. But, you know, and then, you know, once you figure out what you want to do, then you do what you want to do without the impact of her one way or the other. So,
and, you know, and that's true. That is really good advice. You know, you're wearing your therapist badge across your forehead.
Well, I've had to. This year has been rough for me too. So she passed away this year.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you. It's more of a concern for the kid. You know, my kids are adults, but still they're my kids. That was a drama all unto itself. But weirdly, I can navigate through water. I have a very, I consider it a uniqueness is it doesn't matter if I'm personally involved in the situation or not. I can always see the forest through the trees. I can, like, if you and I were going at it and you were, mm-hmm. We were mad at each other, I can sit back and look at things from, even though I might be very strong-willed on my opinion, I can always twist it to see your point of view coming at me and go, okay, that I get where she's at, and then adjust. So I've mm-hmm. always, I've, you know, like you said, it, I'm always the therapist. You know, I've always, I don't know if it's good or bad, but you know, I don't hold anyone else's luggage. But boy, I can go, this doesn't hurt, and it gives you options down the road. You know, it's always nice to have options. So.
Shelly is a control freak. She controls her family down to the last. They know what they're spending, where they're spending it, where they are, you know, whatever. But more than just financially, she is and always has been. And, you know, I've never really seen anything negative coming out of it. But now, you know, between you and me, Mick, and this is just a Shelly is social status means nothing to me. And having the biggest and the best of houses, cars, stuff, I was never, you know, I never ran after that stuff. That didn't mean anything to me. You know, my friends and my family and that's what was near and dearest to my heart. But Shelly's a status seeker and she's very successful at store, which allows her to be a really big status seeker right now.
Okay.
I was too old for her business. I was just too old. And during our argument, she screamed that at me. She's like, you know, I told her that she was excellent at business, which she is. That business is just amazing. And it really was really nice to see her business plan versus dad's. It was really neat, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I am very happy that the business is what it's doing. It's amazing. But she's not a human resources person. She's just terrible. She's shit at it. And she just lacks that hard wiring to understand that empathy, how other people feel after she says something to them, you know, or if she was going to present something to one of the other employees, the way she does it is not always great. And so I said that to her during the argument, and she got so pissed. She got so pissed. She's like, I am not.
They don't like to be reminded of that.
No. Well, she does everything right in her mind. She's getting really caught up in that success where she was just getting caught up in the success. And she screamed back. She goes, I am not going to have an overaged employee tell me what I'm good at and what I'm not. And I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, actually, if you were just a standard employee and not family, you'd actually have grounds for a lawsuit right there. That's age discrimination.
That's horrible. And she knew my plans. Well, she has that business mentor through the Edge, Charlene, and I used to be on those business meetings with Charlene and Shelley, and at one time, Charlene is like, well, with Ann's salary, Shelley, you could hire 2 full-time employees. And I'm like, wait, what did you say, Charlene? I'm
wow.
like, you have a plan to eliminate me in X number of years? And then I wasn't invited on those meetings anymore. You know, so I just feel like, you know, Charlene has told her a whole bunch more, a whole lot of other things besides just crunching the numbers, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm saddened, you know, by that and that she said that. I'm really sad because, you know, I had a lot more I could have contributed to that business, but yeah, she wanted to put me back down like the girls that she just hired. She didn't want to single out anybody that had more experience. She wanted everybody to be on the same level.
Mm.
But I'm not.
Yeah, right.
You know? But I'm not. And so that was kind of an issue with us too. And I don't know, Mick. It was just a fucked up, whole fucked up thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a two-sided, like, it was definitely, obviously, there were shortcomings on her behalf, but unfortunately, you can only fix you. You can't
right.
fix, you know, like, until they want to be fixed themselves, and rarely do people see the, you know, their own shortcomings, so it makes it, you know, that's why they say you can only fix yourself. And
well,
I am so sorry.
I know, and
I wish I could talk more. I do have to run. I'm very sorry.
Sorry, that was all negative.
Not at all.
We can talk again. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah,
oh my
you
gosh.
As well.
Call me after things settle down, okay?
Sure, sounds great.
All right, Mitch, all right, take care. Thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.